Daniel, ready to go, man. All right. Well, you go, and I'm going to get the guitar and move in.
My favorite part of camp was party time, excursions with Paca the Pinata. And where God spoke to me was in our Bible study about Paul and how he did these amazing things.
Well, see, I was fortunate to have a text because they were on the road, the Sharps were. And so I have a little other tidbit here I'm going to look up that is part of Daniel's message tonight. So just give me a second here. This is a great thing about technology. You can just go right back to those. Here we go. Daniel Centrakid message. Okay. God told Daniel he also needs to start making better choices to do the right thing. Left that part out. Okay. But he loved, yeah, as he said, he loved the explosions and excursions with Paca the Pinata. Now, that's got to have some explanation. So somebody needs to help us out with that. You want to explain that a little further, what that whole thing was about?
Well, that was my favorite part of camp.
Okay, well, what was it? They didn't see it.
Well, Paca the Pinata is this just big pinata that does these games that are strange. This one game, you have to cover your face in jelly and put it in cotton balls.
Okay. Yeah, Paca the Pinata was on the video screens. Just imagine two of these, you know, a little bit bigger on each side. Somehow, they taped this ahead of time and had an interactive DVD with Paca the Pinata, who would always introduce the different games. Probably at least once or twice when he was introducing a game, he would say something about being excited, and then what would happen?
He would go, "I'm so excited," and then he would explode.
Yeah, and then he would explode, but he always came back to do the next game. So anyway, okay. Well, it's a she? Okay, all right. Now, who's next? Going to keep the Sharp family tradition going, and you're going to be next? Okay, she's going to wait. She's letting her season a little bit.
I liked a lot of parts. I also liked the Paca the Pinata part, but I really liked Bible study when we learned about Paul and stuff. Because my teacher, she took us to this, like, small creek place, and we sat by the creek place, and we talked about Paul and how he had a really big faith. Because, like, when he got bit by the viper, when he was building the fire, he just shook it off, and he didn't even pray for God to save him. He just trusted that God would save him. And I liked it when we went swimming, too.
I actually liked everything about Shaco Springs. It was actually really fun. I had lots of things. I liked all the games because I actually got to play in one of them. It was, I think, the last challenge. So I think it was red and yellow team against each other, and I was on the yellow team. And there were three different challenges. One where this kid had to, two kids from both teams had to jump into a giant bin filled with packing peanuts. And they had to find a red ball. And when they were finished, they would get out as fast as they could. Then they would give it to the next person going on the next challenge. Now they would both, like, there was this little pad that had these four little lights. And you actually had to throw the ball and make all the lights light up. And then the next one challenge was you actually had to make this pyramid, which I was on. And it was really fun. And I think I'm still not sure who won because, like, lots of people are saying, well, I guess yellow team won. And yes, yellow team won. And there was this orange captain's oar that everybody needed. And I also liked OMC because that was really fun.
Okay.
You want to talk about the prayer time, maybe? Yeah, in our room where we were sharing prayer requests. Let me just kind of paint the picture here just a minute as some of these are getting ready to share. The Centrakid camp is, it's pretty much taken from centrifuge camps that have been going on since 1974. Okay, Centrikid, as I believe, started in 1994. And they take the centrifuge model and adapt it to children's ministry. Okay, the games are just right for children to get into and feel like they're a part of. And the games set them up for, you know, getting some energy out and being ready to listen. And it works amazingly well, because when it's time for the story to be talked about, or the camp pastor to come up and speak, or the worship time, you'd just be amazed. An auditorium with 700 kids in it, they are right on it. They're not, you know, looking to go to the restroom or go here and there. They are tuned right in. And that's one of the things that always just touches my heart tremendously, is how well they are ready to worship and to listen. Somebody else.
Okay, well, this year was actually my last year at camp, which got kind of ruined because I kind of got a little sick over the weekend. That didn't work out very good. But my favorite part was probably Bible study. That was always just my favorite part. And nobody talked in our Bible study. That didn't make our group leader very happy. And OMC, let me talk about that. That's one of my favorite things to do at camp. Last year was the greatest. This year, I sat out on the sideline and just watched. But OMC is Organized Mass Chaos. It's this really fun game we get to play, you know, with shaving cream, cheese puffs, task cards, you know, and get to, like, throw water balloons at people, you know. It's just like a lot of fun. And we get to do like these task cards, you know, and you get them and it says something like, make yourself like a shaving cream mohawk. So cool. And another cool part about OMC is we got to all make up a cheer, and we had a theme. And our theme this year was Michael Jackson. Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Red, yellow, and wait, no, yeah, red, yellow, and blue teams. You give me hope like I've never seen. Your hair's a product of shaving cream. You want the ore, but it's gonna be greens.
If you're a Michael Jackson fan, you picked up on the tune of whatever song that was. Do you remember what Michael Jackson song that was? The way you make me feel. You knew. Why didn't you say something? Yeah, the adults did Thriller. That was the song, the music that we used for our cheer. Don't even ask. Okay? No, I don't. You remember part of it? Okay. Well, we might come back to that. Now, I want to tell you something again about, for OMC to work, it's a pretty amazing thing. Because it could be total chaos, but they have it so well organized. Again, you have 700 kids doing a game all at once. They're on four different teams, okay? And they go to their team leader, and they have a box full of cards. The cards might say, make a shaving cream mohawk. The cards might say, find a person and do a three-legged race. Okay. The cards might say, find three other people and dance around in a circle. There's all kinds of different things, and you have a certain amount of time. And when you're done, you turn the cards back in to get points. Okay. And it is amazing. They're all dressed up in their colors, usually with, like, if you're on the red team, you had red face paint and red hairspray on, along with your red shirt. If you're on the blue team, you get the idea. Everybody's got their colors on, and they're coming up with these cheers, and then it starts. And by the end, they're all sweating with shaving cream running into the sweat and dirt on it and the makeup running down there. Oh, it's just great. Just awesome. Just a wonderful time. Okay, somebody else.
Yeah, I want to expand on that, the OMC. It was really my favorite part of the time, too, because of the message that the game gave the kids. Because what we haven't shared with you yet is that no matter what the card says, you can't say no. You have to do what it says. And if one of the kids, like the adults, we were just wild cards. We went around and people would come up to us and asking for help. If they were supposed to do a three-legged race, they'd come ask an adult, I need to do a three-legged race. Adult can't say no. You've got to do whatever it is they come up to you and ask. You know, I had three kids doing duck, duck, goose around me in a circle at one point. I just the way it is. But the message there, though, that I think they're trying to tell the kids is that, you know, these cars are just like when God calls you to a mission. When he gives you a ministry, you can't say no. You got to do it, no matter how ridiculous you think it might be, or how silly it might make you feel, or embarrassed, or how difficult it might be. You just say yes. You can't say no to it. And I think that's, you know, what I hope, that's what the kids got out of it, because that was to me the most important message that they said at the whole camp, was that whenever God calls you to something, and the other thing is, if somebody's called to do something, they ask you to help. You can't say no to that either. You know, if someone's calling you beside them in a ministry, then God's put you on their heart to do it, and it's your responsibility to say yes. You know, we can't just say no because, oh, I don't think I can do it, or because it's silly, or I might get embarrassed, or whatever. You know, we just have to say yes and trust in God that it's going to get done.
I might add that we are, I believe, going to pray about the mission trip tonight too. So, and we'll be asking those of you who can't say no to join up. Sorry, I just had to throw that in. Well, I've got some more to share, but I know there's some more that these kids want to share, and so I'm going to turn it over to one of them again. Who's ready?
I remember part of my cheer.
God really touched your heart.
Well, I have two favorite parts of camp. One of them was, since Jeff Slaughter was the person that led our worship and stuff, he did some of the VBS songs, and so he did the, yeah, the ABC song. Don't remember what it's called. But it was a song that I did the rap for. It's really awesome. But there was a bunch of kids been on the stage, and like during the rap part, he would just hand the microphone to some random kid and they start rapping, and I was one of the awesome people who got the microphone.
No, it's Jordan over here.
Yeah. My other favorite part of camp was getting to go to the cabin. Yeah. That was really fun. I swam in a lake for the first time. Okay. That was awesome. And a way that God spoke to me was during a song, that just kind of what it was saying reminded me of recent stuff that has happened. And God was just kind of telling me that I needed to kind of grow more spiritually and come closer to him. So, yeah.
Amen. I've got to just expand on that just a little bit, because, you know, I told you that there is a really good combination of events that happen in any given day at Central Kid, and it brings them to a time of worship, and they're ready to do it. And Jeff Slaughter, you heard his name mentioned, he's the fellow who has written the last 15 Vacation Bible School music, and he writes some of the other material along with that. We've done at least two of his Christmas musicals here as well. Extremely talented, and when he's leading worship, he knows how to get the kids involved, not just with their mouths and with their arms, but with their hearts. One of the most moving times for me, and it's even hard for me to share about this without getting a tear in my eye, but when I look down our row, I usually sit on the end so I can take pictures, but just imagine looking down the pew, probably, you know, about the length of one of these or maybe a little longer, and you see all of the kids you brought with all their hearts and with everything they have in them, they are worshiping God, singing out, just, and then you look on down the row and you look over beside you and you look in the auditorium and there's all kinds of kids and their leaders just as best they can possibly muster. They are just crying out to God and worshiping him and thinking about what the song said. And when we get to church group time at night, or when we get to the Avery's cabin to have our little wrap-up time and swim in the lake, these kids are ready to talk about some things. And that's what they did. You know, Catherine was moved and ready to listen to God and what he had to say to her about her Christian walk because of being prepared in worship. Now, that ought to say something to us about the importance of preparing in worship for God to speak to us, pouring our hearts, everything we have into the songs. They didn't know all the songs, but as best they could, they sang them, and it made them ready for God to speak.
What I really liked about Century Kid was that we sing so we could learn about God, and a couple of Jess Lyer's songs was really heart-touching, and I liked OMC because I carry Catherine's back legs. And she's, I carry Catherine's back legs. And she said, oh my gosh, you dropped me. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, you were a little bit heavy. No offense, Catherine. And I made a new friend, it's Abby. I made lots of new friends. And I liked how we went swimming in the pool. And I played Splish Splash, made a whirlpool, and played tennis and all those other games. And went to the Avery's Cabin and got to swim in the lake. And it was real fun.
As I was telling you before, our church group sharing times were really special, especially the last couple. There was one we had there when we were still at Shaco. That's when some of the kids opened up and talked about their personal walk with God. Some talked about struggles. It's really hard for them to say that over again here, but I'll just kind of share it, just give you a little snapshot. You know, they begin in their emotion to share things that they normally wouldn't say. Like, you know, I'm having a hard time at home. Pray for my family. Pray for my mom. Pray for something that I think it may happen. You know, that's all they say. And you don't know what it is, but it's really heavy to them. And they feel like, you know, this is a good time to share that. And then we pray together. And it's a very moving time. You can feel the presence of the Spirit. And in those times, like I mentioned before, they begin to talk about their walk with the Lord. You know, James had a special time of making new friends, as he said. You know, James is just a wonderful member of the group, and we want him to know that he does have a lot of good friends here. Right, guys? Amen. Somebody else?
Well, my favorite part of Century Kid was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But it was a real chaos with the line and finding a table. Okay. And I made a lot of new friends at Century Kid, like James, and my Bible study and during worship.
Amen.
About what he said, what he found, the tables, I found one of them, and everybody said, good, you found one.
You actually found
one. Yeah, you know, it's about a 250 capacity cafeteria, I believe, something around there, and you got 700 and some. So finding a table sometimes is interesting. You just kind of stand there with your tray and wait for some to move on, and then you jump in there and try to sit down. But, yeah, it was interesting.
My favorite part of Center Kid was hang time, track A and B, and the party. It was a lot of fun at Center Kid this year.
Somebody want to tell them about what the party was? Tell them what the party is. Do you want to? Tell them about party.
Well, during the party, you did fun stuff. I think they did Pocket the Pinata during the party. And Pocket the Pinata was this pinata, no matter what you said, she would keep exploding and exploding and exploding. Like, after every game, she'd be like, that was so exciting! Boom! And, like, they would do games like toilet paper toss, where somebody would toss the toilet paper between their legs and have the other person catch it. Whoever made 10 tosses first won. And they did it to earn points, like 1,000 points, for their team, so their team could win the oar. Yeah, but it was fun.
Yeah, the biggest, the grand prize, and you don't keep it. You just get to have it for that week and get to hold it up and get your picture made as a team. But I had this big paddle, big oar with Super Kid on it, and all the teams were competing for that. And at the party when we had all the games, it's when they did all this silly stuff. It was great. It was wonderful.
There was one more part, because there was this little acting skit thing. There's actually two of them. One of them was a real live one with Two-Eyed Sally and Breadbeard, because there was Breadbeard was this pirate, and he had a brown beard, and he had bread stuck on his beard. And Two-Eyed Sally was a pirate who had an eye patch, but she still had two eyes. And there was this other skit with this boy named Sam, who turned 13, so we got to finish a treasure hunt thing. And there was the Barbossa girls, and they had big giant fights with ice cream cones and water balloons. And they had been riding families for a long time, but Sam gave the treasure to the Barbossas, and they became friends and completed the mission, which had been going on for like a long time.
That was a good summary. Now let me unravel some of that. That was really good, but I wish I could just show you this series. Each day, we go to the auditorium 2 or 3 times for various things. They will show an episode of excellently made video. It's like a series. It's got this 13-year-old guy named Sam who's having a birthday. And he has these distant relatives that are pirates. And he gets this message that he's going to get this special prize. Well, anyway, so each day, or each time they come, there's a little bit more added to the drama. And you talk about being glued to the screens. They're just, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? And his friends helping him. Well, there's another family that has pirate descent. It's kind of like the feuding Hatfields and McCoys, and it's the Barbossa girls. Okay? Anyway, long story short, the episodes just thread together so that by the end, Sam finds the treasure, and the treasure, we never find out exactly what it is, but the treasure somehow instructed him to go reconcile with the Barbossa girls. And so all this time, they basically say that the treasure is in building those relationships and working out your differences. And it's so well done. And it communicates such a strong message. And I'm just like, we need to show this at church, you know, because the message is so strong. And they don't even know until the last day that that's what it's going to be. They think it's going to be some kind of treasure. But the actual treasure, the last scene is where Sam and his buddy are sitting there at the ice cream truck with the Barbossa girls, and they're all having a cone of ice cream just laughing, and they've reconciled these years of differences from generations gone by. What a great story. And it just is so moving. And anyway, probably too long to tell you about it, but okay, now I got them talking. Okay. All right. What do you got?
There was also two other skits. My favorite one out of all of them was Camp Rules, where there would be two people. One would be, I can't remember their names, Mary and Daryl, and Daryl would tell the camp rules, 3 camp rules every day, and it would be so funny because Mary would choose an activity or something to do to him while he's telling the rules. The first one was while he was telling the rules, she got a bunch of clothespins and she was sticking them on his face. It was so funny. And the second day was Mary made Daryl eat a bunch of habanero peppers. It was so funny, and I think there was another one. The mouse chaps. Every single time, right after every single rule, he would have to try to stick his hand into a mouse trap. It was so funny.
And the mouse traps would snap onto his fingers, and everybody would crack up, and you know, you get the idea.
About the mouse traps, when he said the second rule, he did the second mouse trap, but when he slammed his hand down, he hit the other mouse trap and it hit his other hand.
Somebody else. We got to wrap it up here. Okay, is this a serious or a mousetrap story? No more mousetrap stories. Okay, they're gorillas. Okay.
There was the second one kind of like that, to where like there would come, there'd be this person who would come and sit down, and like there would be a cup on this box, and it would say like this person's name, and it would say this gorilla, and then like person is preparing to do something, gorilla is preparing to scare, and then they would reach to get their stuff or something that they set down, and the gorilla would pop out and go ah, and there was this one guy who did that, and he screamed like a girl, and it was really funny.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap it up because we've gone off onto silliness, but there was a lot of silly parts of camp. I want to share with you one more part, and we're going to sing a song. Jeff Slaughter, as I've already introduced him some of his talents, he has a way of going back to his own childhood and just relating difficulties that every person goes through. Like he talked about how he was overweight. Growing up, he wore these glasses that were too big, and he played the tuba. He said, so there were three things for people to make fun of me about, and they did it a lot. But all the while, God was telling me in my heart, you stay with your music, I'm going to use it someday. And he talked about how it was just sometimes relentless, how much he had hard times at school and difficulties with people just, you know, just giving him a terrible time. But he always went back to what God told him, and his mom and dad encouraged him and said, you keep with your music. God's going to use you. And now we can see that that was definitely a prophecy that God gave him. He wrote this song back when his father passed away. In the last couple of years, his mother has also passed away. So he's had some difficult times, but God gave him this wonderful song. A pastor friend of his basically said these words in a nutshell. Jeff, you know all that stuff that you write in those songs, and all you go around all the country and you tell those things about the Word of God? Well, I want you to know it's all true. And so he wrote this song. They probably don't remember the verses, so I may have to carry those. You do? Well, good. All right. It's all true, it's all true. Everything your word says about you, every chapter, every verse, every promise I've ever heard. It's all true, it's all true. And I want my life to be living proof that no matter what I go through, it's all true. You are my shepherd. You are my savior. You are my friend. You are my healer. You are my refuge. You are my mercy. You are the grace sufficient for my needs. It's all true, it's all true. Everything your word says about you, every chapter, every verse, every promise I've ever heard. It's all true, it's all true. And I want my life to be living proof that no matter what I go through, it's all true. You never leave me. You never leave me. I'm safe in your hands. You love me more than I can comprehend. You give me comfort to cover my sorrows. You give me hope to face tomorrow. It's all true, it's all true. Everything your word says about you, every chapter, every verse, every promise I've ever heard. It's all true, it's all true. And I want my life to be living proof that no matter what I go through. It's all true. And you're gonna get a chance to sing that chorus in just a minute. Your wonderful counselor, your mighty God, an everlasting Father and Prince of Peace. You are a wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. You wipe away every tear from my eye. You are a wonderful counselor, mighty God, Prince of Peace. You wipe away every tear from my eye. And I can do all things through you, Lord, who gives me strength. I count it all joy because I believe. Sing it again. I count it all joy because I believe. Sing it with me. It's all true. It's all true. Everything your word says about you, every chapter, every verse, every promise I've ever heard, it's all true, it's all true. And I want my life to be living proof that no matter what I go through, it's all true. It's all true. It's all true. Pray with me. Lord, I pray that there will be many more times like this for these kids to grow in their faith and to have these memorable, fun times, God, and to just be put right in the presence of your Spirit, Lord, and to worship you. God, I just pray for the days ahead when they'll start school and they'll have a chance to take what they have learned, what they have heard, and live it out among their friends at school. I pray you give them boldness, God, that you'd help them to keep their commitments. Lord, that you would bind their friendships here in this group ever stronger. Help them to hold one another up in prayer and in friendship. And God, just use them. This is a special group. God, you are working in their lives. We can see it written on their faces, written in their actions. God, we can hear it in the knowledge they have of your word. God, use them. Use them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, thank you.
Well, amen. You don't have to worry. We'll learn how to pray next Sunday night, all right? I think what they shared was what God wanted us to hear tonight, because everything in the Word of God is true. I said everything in the Word of God is true. Let me preach a little bit anyway, okay? Give me a break here. The Bible teaches us that we have to be like a little child in order to come. We have to trust. We have to believe. And even as adults, I think our problem is when it comes to God that we're, and hear what I'm saying, we're not childish enough. You know, we don't believe God enough like a little child would. And so I guess the challenge tonight is whether or not we're willing to come to Him and before Him as a little child and accept what His Word says to us. Perhaps you were challenged tonight by what they said, their testimonies, great song, and all of that. We may have OMC next week if it works us good. I don't know. We'll have shaving cream, paint, a whole 9 yards of it. We'll see how it works, okay? Okay. We are just choosing up sides here. But I want us to just pray together, and then our musicians are going to come. Brother Jeff be here at the front. If the Lord's spoken to you in some way, we want you to come make that decision. Then when we finish that time, we'll ask all those who are going to be involved in the mission trip next week to come here to the front, and we'll pray over you, okay? So let's pray together. Father, we want to thank you for the opportunity that we've had to be in your house tonight. We thank you for our children, your children, the future of the local church. And I pray, God, that even now that you'll continue to do the work that you have begun in their lives at camp. And I pray for them that the experience that they had at camp might be a lasting one. So often when we go off to camps and retreats and things like that, we get all excited and fired up about it. And we get home and then suddenly things get back to normal again. I pray that we'd never get back to normal, because once you've touched our lives, we're never going to be the same again because of that. And so God, if you work tonight, you speak to hearts, speak to needs of people here, and prayerfully we'll be open to that, and we'll respond to that in a way that's pleasing to you. So bless this time of invitation. If there's somebody who needs Christ in their life, I pray they'd come. If somebody needs a church home, I pray they'd come. If somebody needs to recommit their life to you, I pray that they would come. So Lord, bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together as we sing.
I will never be the same again. I can never return. I've closed the door. I'll walk the path. I'll run the race. And I will never be the same.
Just as our musicians continue to play, I'm going to ask all the mission folks to come here to the front, and let's just make this the altar tonight. And we want to gather around you and pray for you, ask God's blessings on you. Now, church, I know we can't all get around them, but we can get pretty close. So I want everybody, if you would, to come and let's just lay hands on them and pray for them. Just ask God's blessings on their work this week. I want you to just silently just take a moment, pray for each one of these people, pray for their safety and for their well-being this coming week. I want you to pray that God would change their lives for His glory and the activities they'll be involved in this week. Father, we come to you tonight thankful for these who are willing to sacrifice their time and their efforts for your glory. It's not a large group, but little is much if you're in the midst of it. And we thank you for that. So I do pray that you'll meet every need that they have, that you'll watch over them and protect them and keep them safe and well. I pray that you would guard their hearts and their attitudes, that everything they do and say might be done to bring honor and glory to you and represent you well, represent this body of believers well. I pray for the work that they have to do, that you would orchestrate all of it, that you would even be with the weather, Father, because we've had some hot days, and I just pray that you might be merciful there and just give them a cool breeze every once in a while to let them know of your presence in their midst. Satan, you don't bother these folks. You're not welcome. You don't have any power. And so we come against you in the strong and powerful name of Jesus Christ. And we pray that the angels of heaven might encamp around this project with swords drawn. And God, like Elijah's servant, maybe somehow you'll open their eyes and let them see that you're there, that you're at work, and that you're going to do amazing things through them. And Father, may we as a church family pray for them daily. If others have an opportunity to go and help, I pray that they might give of their time to do that, even if it's an afternoon or a day, whatever it might be. So, Lord, we give you thanks because we're going to be involved in kingdom work. We're seeking to grow your kingdom. We don't know this family that they're going to be working on their home. We don't know spiritually, at least I don't, where they stand. I pray that we might be a witness to them through our actions, through our testimonies. And so, Lord, we're just going to give you thanks for what's going to begin to take place tomorrow and go all through the week. We look forward to hearing what you have done in and through this group. Grow them spiritually this week in your image, and we give you thanks for it, and we pray for your blessings now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you and good night.